I was hoping you was gonna help me with that. I don't have the vocabulary. No, I don't have any adjectives for the day. All that matters is we got to win, and you know, we try to look at the positives and build on that. You know, I think it was just guys, reiterating the fact that we've been in before. We've been in dogfights like this, and you know, put that first half out of our way and just go out there and just continue to do the good things. Not turn the football over, get some turnovers. I don't think we had a turnover in the second half for our offense, and I think we came right out of the bat with the Corey Webster interception, and you know, I think that was a good turning point for us. You know, that's all the thing they were saying at halftime. And with no, you know, Hall of Fame speeches or anything like that at halftime. We just came in, got the corrections, and stayed positive. No question. It definitely did. There was a lot of plays out there that gave us jolts, but I think the way he came down and made that hit, it got the crowd excited. It got the, you know, electricity in the stadium back, and you know, I think we fed off that, and you know, obviously more plays occurred after that, but I think that was the initial one. Yeah, I think our reputation is kind of hurting us because they're camping out, they're double teaming, they're chipping, and you know, that's a respect factor. You look at it and say, yeah, that's because we got a good pass rush. So our numbers aren't there right now, but it's affecting offenses in different ways. And we just got to continue to, you know, not press, just, you know, stay within the defense. And you know, our numbers will get there. You know, we'll start getting sacks, we'll start getting pressures. But, you know, I think one thing we did up front that I was encouraged by was play physical. We stopped that run, and we put a lot of the pressure on Freeman to beat us. And, you know, he made some plays out there, but it wasn't enough. So we'll take it. Nah, you know, we've seen it before. You know, this team doesn't panic. You know, being down, it doesn't really rattle us much. What we were concerned with was just our play. We weren't playing well enough to win that football game in the first half. So it was no panic, you know, throughout, especially not, you know, any disbelief in what the capabilities of 10 is. You know, he's going to stand in there, he's going to throw that ball. And the good thing about him is he has a short memory. You know, 3 interceptions, he went out there in the second half like he had a perfect quarterback rating and kept firing it, and, you know, made some huge plays for us to get us back in the game and in turn help us win it.
Just a game like that,
it's exciting. You know, I told some of the rookies over there, man, I know y'all played in big games in college, but this is football. This is what you live for, to play in exciting games like that. Obviously, you know, we would have liked to play better. But as far as if I was a fan in that game and I didn't root for the Giants or the Bucks, I would enjoy you know, the atmosphere that was in that stadium today.
Your reaction when you saw Victor on the 80-yard catch, your reaction to the sideline?
Yeah, I just gave. I thank God for it, because I know that, you know, that guy has been through a tough week, tough month, with the loss of his grandmother, and you know, me being a person that's been through that last year, I know what he was going through. See him come out and have the game he had and dedicate that to his family, that's huge. And he just, you know, it's a big burden, and I know he wanted to come out and have a good game, and he definitely did so. You know, we love that guy, and we love his passion for what he does, and it's infectious in his locker room.
Two more questions. Frustrating. I mean, you're off for 10 days, which must seem like a journey after a loss. Now you're going to chase Cam Newton for another 5 days, and then you're off for another 9 days. Is that hard to get a rhythm?
I mean, it is, but, you know, we're professionals. We know how to get ourselves going. You know, we don't worry about the schedule and how it's put together. We just play the games that we have coming up next. And, you know, we got Cam and his boys in 4 days, and then, you know, we get a little layoff there. So are we in rhythm with what the normal season would be? No. But, you know, we're taking it how it goes, and we'll just continue to, you know, fight through this, and hopefully we'll come out, you know, smiling.